Praise God for His Word. This is the precious Word of God. And if you've met Jesus, if you know Jesus, if you've seen Jesus by faith, I'm sure you'll do what the ladies did. You'll fall at His feet and worship Him. Hallelujah. He's the altogether lovely one. I've entitled this sermon this morning, and it will obviously, because it's a family service, will be shorter than usual. I've entitled the sermon, "You Need to Be Broken to Receive or to Experience Resurrection." You need to be broken to experience resurrection. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night before He was betrayed, had the Last Supper with His disciples. And He said, He broke bread and said, "Take this. This is My body given for you." In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 it says, "My body broken for you." My body broken for you. This is why Jesus came. We heard a few weeks ago, no one created Jesus. God said, "Let there be light," Jesus. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word." The Word was God. Jesus, God, the uncreated one. Yet, because of our sin, because of our rebellion, because of our pride, unless God came and reconciled us, made a way where we could be forgiven, we would forever be lost. We would forever suffer the just wrath of God. But God so loved the world, Jesus came as a babe. And after 30 years, He was baptized in the River Jordan. The Spirit came down. "This is My beloved Son." He was the one God was pleased who had come to do the Father's work of reconciliation. And He began those 3.5 years of ministry. Then He went to the cross to die for our sins. None of us would ever make it to God and be accepted by Him. Jesus took our sin upon Himself. He was willing to be broken. Jesus was broken so that He could experience resurrection, so that He could know victory. Hallelujah. The stone was rolled away. Verse 2 of chapter 28, "And came and rolled back the stone from the door." Do I still have a stone which need rolling away? In other words, is there any area in our life which is hindering our walk of faith where we are still unbroken? Where we haven't experienced brokenness. We're still full of pride, full of self. If the stone is still there, you're still unbroken. There is hardness. Folks, are you broken or unbroken this morning? One way to know if you still need the stone removed is, for example, if you're a person who's always, always concentrating on pointing out someone else's failures or their shortcomings, criticizing them because it makes you puffed up, feeling, self-important, self-righteous. You're still unbroken. I'm not saying about the necessity to test spirits and to test doctrine. I'm talking about the critical heart where it's looking down on other people or looking to find fault always. If you're a troublemaker within your family, at workplace, within the church, you are unbroken. A peacemaker is one who has been broken where the stone has been rolled away. Do you have a hard time saying, I'm sorry, I got that wrong, I shouldn't have said that, I shouldn't have written that, I shouldn't have made that judgment? Do you have a hard time saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me? Maybe you've still got to be broken to experience the resurrection. Release the freedom which Christ has won for us. Hey, if you're so sure of yourself, wanting to promote your ministry, maybe you still need that stone to be rolled away. God is looking for humble people, not self-sufficient ones. Look at Isaiah chapter 57. Isaiah 57 verse 15. Let me read this. This is the Lord. He's saying this. Thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and revive the heart of the contrite ones. Friends, God has been speaking to me throughout the time I was in India about this, and since I've been back. Spoke to me once, very clearly, used a very simple illustration. For me, we in India, of course, as in other parts of the world, you see the oxen pulling the carts, and they can have heavy, heavy, heavy weights on the carts. Sometimes they even use buffalo in that. And the buffalo, we've seen buffalo pulling the carts, and buffalo with their horns, if they attack you, you wouldn't last very long. On their backs, there's some scars. To break them, they've been beaten to make them mellow, so that they will do the work. Now, it's a bit cruel, but that's what they do. They've been broken in. And that spoke to me. But also, as I was looking out our lodge window in Lucknow, and just seeing the all of the street scenes, the hustle, the bustle, people who are lame as well, little children, beggars. God spoke to me about the need for me not just to be thankful, but to be humble and truly a servant person. Areas where I need to be broken. How do I react when somebody criticizes me? Perhaps I need to be broken. Because unbrokenness not only affects you, it affects your family. It affects the church. It may affect the people you work with. What does James say in James chapter 4 verse 16? God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We are to put, all of us are to put on the garments of humility and for then Christ to exalt us. Humble yourselves before God and men. If we don't, the danger is we can be unbroken and we make God our enemy. The Lord is near to those who are broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Very practically, as I want to bring this to a conclusion. Marriage. Marriage. Does the stone need rolling away? Have you become somewhat angry, bitter? Maybe you have got into this horrible habit of constantly belittling your loved one. That's ungodly. Never speak derogatory about the one whom God has joined you with. If you do, maybe you're still unbroken. you're still being conformed to this world. Maybe you're wanting to change your partner when all the time the Lord has allowed this tension because He wants to change you and your attitude. Isn't it so stupid? We always want to change the next person. Never us. It should start with me, and then we might see the change. Have you stopped loving? Humble yourself before God and let the stone be rolled away and you'll experience a resurrected marriage. Humble yourself and see what amazing things God can do. What about your children? Are we honouring God by parenting in a God-honouring way? Or do we indulge our children? Are we spoiling them, rotten? Or are we seeking to bring them up in the fear, the admonition of the Lord? Are we as a parent becoming so selfish and thinking of our own needs before those whom the Lord has given to us? The children God has gifted to us. What about your words over your children? What about your words? Do we say such things as, why can't you be like your sister, your brother? I'll wish you out of my house. Be careful, we may be bringing curses. Are we still unbroken? You see, faith is both tested and worked out in the home. Not worked out in church. Oh, you can dance up and down, you can swing from the chandeliers, you can balance a mug of tea on your tongue. It makes no odds. It's as it's worked out at home, in the workplace. Do we need to be broken? What situations in your life, in your family maybe, that God is using to help break you so that you can then experience the miracle power of God at work and see the situation transformed? You see, it's going to be either God's way or yours. I want it God's, don't you? Finally, children, young people, children. Hey, have you got a stone which is blocking? It needs rolling away. Young people, are you allowing the world's fashion, the glossy magazines, the culture of the world to influence you more than this? The Bible. The music, what are you listening to? What is influencing you? What are you singing? What's going through your mind? Is it good? Wholesome? Or is it rubbish? Are you conformed still to this world, or by the grace of Christ, are you wanting to be conformed to Christ, Jesus, and His image? Is there a stone that's rolling away so that you can be what Jesus wants you to be? God will help you because Christ was on this earth. He understands the pressures. He understands the battles you're going through. He understands the battles I'm going through. That's why He says, call on me. Talk to me about it. I want to strengthen you. I want to help you to be a true Christian. I want you to shine for Jesus. I want you to have impact at school, at college. But if we're only in this world to be conformed by the world's got us. May God help you. What about the home? Children, do you show love and respect to your parents? Do you honour them? That's a biblical command. Show them love. Show them respect. Why are you giving them a hard time? Hey, you need the stone rolled away. Be broken. And then you'll see the situation change at home. That's God's way. He wants to bless you. Friends, this is the day of God's power. But perhaps for some of us, we don't need, as it were, more of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we do. But if we're a Christian, what we probably need is a broken and a contrite heart. And then see the stone rolled away and relationships transformed. Friends, our sufficiency is of God. When you and I truly humble ourselves in Christ's presence, the difficulties melt away. They melt in His presence. Because in Him are these mighty overcoming energies. Let's humble ourselves. Let's seek the face of God. They came and rolled back the stone from the door. Are you really, really praying about the tough situation you're facing? Well, many of us approve that prayer turns trembling saints into victors. And we see the stone rolled away. Remember, brokenness comes before resurrection. Because He lives, we can live too. Conclusion, we think of Dear Mary, the alabaster box of perfume, the alabaster box of ointment, that could not be released until it was broken. Understand me here? To activate the anointing, the resurrection power, you and I will need to work with the Lord to totally break the outer us so that the inner fragrance can be released. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. The Lord dwells with those who are of a humble and a contrite heart. When you've been broken, when I've been broken, there's the resulting odour of sweetness. Jesus. Friends, the work of brokenness, if God is at work, the work of brokenness is a beautiful thing. Because it causes our lives to become the sweet fragrance before God and others that it was intended to be. John said, I've got to decrease so that God increases. Don't miss God's greatest blessings for you, for your family, for your church, by hardening your hearts. Let the stone be rolled away. Amen. Amen. Thanks. Let's just be quiet for a moment before the Lord, and if there's anything which... See, if God is doing the convicting, it's because He wants to bring that resurrection. He wants to bring wholeness. He wants to heal the hurts. Some of you are damaged goods. But God's in the business of healing. If you have a tough job of forgiving people, or you're more apt to make vicious comments, whether it's to brothers and sisters in the workplace, to family members, you're still unbroken there. Humble yourselves before God. He dwells with those who are of a humble and contrite heart, and see what God would do. If you're having battles at home, are you wanting to change the other person first, whether it's a child or your partner? What's God saying to you? With God it is possible because He's in His ministry. His power is at work. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Jesus, He's full of compassion. Some of us need to humble ourselves, to realize afresh what Christ has done for us, the agape love, that unconditional love. But we've been stingy with it to others. We've withheld it from our loved ones. We've withheld it from our children, that agape love. We've been making demands. We've been putting burdens on them. They need releasing. Brothers and sisters within the church family, let love continue. As we have been forgiven, so may we forgive others. God, we will experience your resurrection power because the stone has been rolled away.